Welcome to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast, the only podcast that teaches men the cognitive mastery and alpha mindset that it takes to become an influential and irresistible man of confidence. Here's your host, certified life coach and international man of mystery, Kevin Ayo.
What's up, my brothers? Welcome back to the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. I am your host, Kevin Ayo. Today, we're going to do another of the Of Life series, and I have completely lost count of how many of these episodes I've done, but I'm sure it's close to 10 at this point. It's close to 10, maybe even closer to a dozen. I'm not sure. But as you guys may know or may not know, actually, as you guys know, you know the Of Life series, I use analogies. I use analogies or stories to compare or try to, here's the thing, I try to explain the unexplainable. I mean, that's what energetics is. That's what spirituality is. It's the invisible, in contrast to the material, which is the visible. So to explain the invisible, how do we articulate mystical experiences? How do we articulate, how do we talk about, how do we explain mystical experience, mystical phenomena, mystical ideas, concepts, truths, and so on? So I like to do an Of Life series, and today we're going to do a lava lamp of life. Now, before I go any further, brothers, you got to know what a lava lamp is. And even though these things are still in production, I'm not sure they have the same popularity they had when I was a kid, and maybe even when my parents were kids. Because when I was a kid and when my parents were kids, they were really, really in, right? Like all the, they were for the younger generation, right? They were more for teens, for high school, college kids. But they were in, they were hip, they were groovy, right? The lava lamp. And basically what it is it's a lamp. So you plug it in, right? It emits light. But it emits this heat, and it's got this wax or what's it? It's two substances. And the substance one substance moves within the other due to heat, right? So you got a wax and a liquid, and it gets heated. One of the liquids gets heated, and it, when it gets heated, it moves up and it bubbles up. And it closes off into a bubble, and it rises up into the top of the lamp. And then as it cools, it starts to drop back down into the bottom of the lamp again, where it gets reheated and rises up again. Now, the reason why I want to talk about the lava lamp of life, or at least use the lava lamp as an analogy to life, has to do with you understanding, not necessarily how the lava lamp works, but at least what it looks like. Because how it works doesn't really matter. Like the science of it, the function of it, the material of it, the substance, it doesn't matter. The colors, they come in all different kinds of shapes and colors. And they're wonderful things. I actually enjoy lava lamps. I love them. But I just need you guys to know what they look like. Because when we talk about this lava lamp of life, the lava lamp of life, I want you to understand the phenomena of bubbling up. I want you to be able to picture in your mind how the lava lamp, how this, the substance, usually of darker color, right, bubbles up as it heats, and it rises in the substrate of the usually lighter color, almost like clouds moving through the sky, right? If we say the lighter color, the liquid within the lamp is the sky, then the bubbles that get heated and cooled and move up and down, which again are usually of a darker color, but not always. These are like the clouds, right? Because they move in, they change shape. They move up and down, always within this container, which would be the other substance, or for the clouds, it would be the container of the sky. So when we're looking at this, it's really important just to see this, because what I want you guys to understand in this analogy is three things. Number one, the neutrality of life. Number two, the completion of events. And number three, the cyclical nature of experience. So let's begin here and kind of look at this. Now, when we look at this, there's going to be two facets. Of course, we're always in duality. So the two facets of the duality that we're going to look at is both the material facet and the energetic facet. And the material facet is the things and stuff. All the things and stuff that enter and exit our lives. Very, very clear, very, very easy. I'm sure you guys are going to pick that up very, very quickly. On the energetic side, we're going to talk about lessons. Lessons that come into our lives. But again, these are invisible. Like these lessons aren't necessarily just screaming at us. It's not like these lessons are holding up signs and saying, I am here to teach you this, or this is happening to teach you that. You know, these lessons are usually happening behind the scenes. They're in the energetic. They're in another dimension. They're in the spiritual realm. And in some concepts, in some, I don't want to say religions, but I guess spiritual ideas, there's a belief that we even choose our lessons before we come here to this planet Earth, before we're born into this vehicle we call our body, that we choose our lessons, and our lessons enter and exit our lives as we choose them and learn them and master them. And then the next one comes, or it doesn't, or the same lesson comes again. And we're going to talk about that in terms of the cyclical nature of the bubbling that happens in the lava lamp. So let's begin with neutrality. Brothers, I am probably beating a dead horse at this point. But again, I know that's a horrible thing to say, beating a dead horse. I don't even know why that term exists. But look, I know I've said this 1,000 times. I mean, over the course of almost 300 podcast episodes now, I'm sure I've probably said this at least 1,000 times, maybe more. Everything is neutral. It's all neutral. Both, look, here's the thing, right? Both in the material realm and in the energetic realm. And this is where sometimes people don't quite get it, because it's both in the material realm where it's neutral, right? We say there's the neutrality there because it's data, molecules, cells, each of which have their own consciousness, because each have their own energy. Energy has consciousness. Consciousness is energy, and energy is conscious. So even though the cells of our body have their own consciousness and their own energy, and even though the molecules that we call inorganic matter, like solids, liquids, gases, your periodic table, you know, even though they have consciousness because they have energy, they're neutral. What I'm talking about, neutrality here. I'm talking about good, bad, right, wrong. Right? These are stories that we make up as we go along, and we do this to remember. But in the beginning, as we look out upon it, it is light reflecting off of matter. It's light bouncing off of vibrating matter. And the speed at which it vibrates is going to determine what type of matter it is. Understand, brothers, the difference between lead and gold is a vibration. The light hits the lead and reflects off it in a certain vibration at the quantum level, and we have lead. Light hits the vibration of gold at the quantum level, and we get gold. That's what the atomic mass is. The atomic mass is a vibration. So on the material level, we're talking about neutral vibrations. We're talking about vibrations of light hitting energy, enough energy to create matter. This is where Einstein comes in with E equals MC squared, right? Energy and matter are equal to each other, multiplied by the constant of the square of the speed of light. So we have these, matter and energy. And depending on how fast it's vibrating, it's just that light bouncing off it. Now, in the spiritual realm, in the energetic realm, it's the same. It's just invisible. It's just that the energy is vibrating so fast that there is no matter to it, right? We're talking about feelings. We're talking about thoughts. And we could talk about other things too, but I don't want to go down that slippery slope in this podcast episode. You know, the whole idea of other things in the collective conscious. I just want to keep it simple and talk about thoughts and feelings, where we experience life through these vibrations, but they're invisible to us. So we have both sides, and they're both neutral. Because even in the realm of thoughts and feelings, we might say that there's a certain thought, a certain sentence that is better, worse, right, wrong, good, bad. But that's our subjectivity. That's coming from our ignorance, even when it's coming from a benevolent place, even when it's coming from a place of what we believe or what we've been conditioned to think is a high vibration. It's still a conditioned space. It's still not the totality, because we're only given a sliver of a fractional percentage of the event filtered through and distorted by our own conditioning, our own past. So any subjectivity on any experience, whether it's a material experience or whether it's a energetic experience, is a prevarication. It is a limited perception. So when we look at a lava lamp and we use the lava lamp as an analogy for life, then what we see is, as these events bubble up, right, as we have certain events that come into our life, and again, we're talking about both energetic events, which would be lessons to learn in the spiritual realm, and material events, which could be a lot of different things, brothers. I mean, it could be relationships. We meet someone new. We welcome someone new into our life, right? That's a new event that begins. That's a new bubble that's arising. It arises out of the bottom of the lamp where there's just this fluid of moving energy. And it begins to heat. It gets really, really hot. And so it moves upward. And again, this is how the lamp works, right? It moves upward. And as it moves upward, you can kind of see it emerge from the bottom of the lamp. And as it emerges, it rises up. Now, this is the rising event. You know, this is the rising. This is like meeting the new person, the new relationship. As it rises out of the bottom, you're introduced to this person for the first time. And the bubble rises and rises and rises. And eventually it gets so hot that it leaves. It kind of detaches from the surface of the lamp, the bottom of the lamp, where the hot is, because it wants to keep rising. And this is the relationship. So you've met this person, and then this experience, this container has developed. And this container of experience has developed that we call a relationship. It's one bubble. And it rises and it rises and it rises to the top of the lamp, but then it starts to cool. It peaks. And as it cools, it drops back down and it goes into the bottom. And then it melds back into the swirling energy at the bottom to bring in a new experience so that a new experience can emerge in your life, because you have to complete an experience in order for a new experience to emerge. You can't have thousands of experiences happening all at once. Your consciousness is only able to really pay attention to certain experiences. And so that's why these experiences arise at once. Now, at the same time, we could say this relationship was a material experience that arose. But in that relationship, almost synchronized with it, simultaneously to it, or you could say overlapped upon it, could have been an energetic event. Because in that relationship, there may have been some lesson to learn through that relationship, through that partnership. Other material bubbles could be businesses or jobs. Right? You enter into a career, that's the bubbling, and it bubbles up and it rises to the top. And then midway through your career, it starts to cool and you circle down and then it melts back in retirement. Or maybe it's a much faster bubble. Maybe you quit or you're laid off or you're fired or something like this. Maybe you decide to move on and start your own business. So it closes off. It's not a 30-year career. It is a 3-year investigation or learning experience, recon mission, right? To collect the data you need to go and run your own business, to be self-employed in that industry, right, or whatever it is. But all of these things, all these events that move, that open, they're experiences. You could even call it a vacation, when maybe a vacation, right? You're going to the mountains for the weekend. So as you leave, as you know, you pack the bags, you put everything in the car, as you pull out of the driveway, that bubble comes out of the bottom of the lava lamp. It rises up midway through your vacation. It's the top. It starts to come down on the drive back. You arrive back at home Sunday night, ready for the next week, and that bubble melds back into the bottom again. So that's the idea of the lava lamp of life. And understand, brothers, that the first thing I hit you guys with, the neutrality of it, is more of a reminder. It's more of a reminder to say that every single event, both internally and externally, both materially and energetically, every single event is a neutral event. It's a neutral event, which is to say that the energy that we direct to it is the way we will experience it. And this is the universal truth, because every bubble that's in that lava lamp, as we use this analogy, is actually a circumstance. It goes in the sea line. So as we put it in the sea line, we know that it's going to be a neutral thing. What makes it an experience, and how we experience that bubble, right, that event, that relationship, that job, that lesson, whatever it is going to be how we choose to think about it. And that's the universal truth. That's the power of our free will. Our free will is around how we engage with the circumstance. What the circumstance is here. That's the gift. That's the present moment. And now our free will is the way we look at it, the way we interpret it, the way we frame it. But it's neutral. It's a neutral event that's happening. It's happening for us. Make no mistake. That doesn't mean that it's good. That doesn't mean it's bad. It doesn't mean that's right. It doesn't mean that's wrong. It simply means it's happening for us. Everything is happening for us. Everything is us. And I don't want to go down that road, because that's the woo-woo road, right? And we can certainly go down that road. And we do go down that road in the academy. There's a lot of legitimate data to show that this is all, like, the quantum physics of it is like yes, we go down this road and we can show the science of this road, but I don't want to do that on the podcast. I want to keep it where you guys can understand that it's a neutral thing. It's all neutral. It's all happening for you, as you, through you, and with you. And actually because of you too. You're both the cause and the effect, the beginning and the end of it. So that's number one, it's neutral. Number two, the other way to look at this level lamp of life analogy is through the idea of completion. And this is where the idea of letting go comes in, the idea of detachment comes in, where, brothers, we really suffer because we're not ready to allow, or we think we're not ready. You know, we must be ready because it's happening, but we think we're not ready to let that bubble, let that event in the lava lamp cool down. We're so attached to that event. We're so attached to that bubble, whatever it is. We're attached to that relationship. We're attached to that job. We're attached to that experience. The experience, the vacation, whatever it is. Even life, you could say life is one big lava lamp bubble because it begins at birth and it ends at death, right? It's one big experience. And you could say that our attachment, our human experience, as spiritual beings having a human experience, a part of what we're here to learn from, a part of our lessons are to detach, to let go of the present moment as it flows into the past, as it flows away from us. As it flows away from us, we let go of it and we welcome the present, or we welcome the future into the present, and then allow it to pass into the past. So looking at the lava lamp of life, the first thing we have to see is how neutral these events are, that there's simply wax or some kind of substance within the backdrop of life. Time, you could call time even. Time is occurring. Time is happening. Time is unfolding. And these events are kind of bubbling up and closing down. And the first thing to understand is that they're all neutral. They're all circumstances, they're all neutral, even the lessons. Now, I've talked a little bit about the material things, the relationships, the business. What do I mean by lessons, energetic lessons? Well, brothers, I could mean, it could be speaking your truth. You know, speaking your truth could be a lesson. You could have decided, like I say, there are certain spiritual beliefs that say you as a soul were creating your journey the entire time. And then when the journey was created and all the characters were set, you incarnated into the body that you're inhabiting now and developed and learned the identity that you think you are. And that's one of a spiritual belief out there. So if that's the case and we look at that, then if one of the lessons is speaking your truth, then you could say at the age of 32, I am going to open up this lesson. And that's one of the bubbles. It begins to open up. Now it could open up in a lot of different material ways, right? It could open up as a business. It could open up in a business where you begin to really say what's on your mind. You know, you stop the people pleasing and you start to say, this is the way I feel. This is my truth. It could be in a relationship where a relationship makes a turn, or a relationship's completed and you learn from that relationship where I'm going to start speaking the truth. So the next relationship you get in, you're really honest and everything about what's happening. Now, speaking your truth doesn't mean dumping trauma on somebody. You understand, like, there's a difference there. And I'm not going to go into that difference on this podcast, because that's probably deserves a whole podcast of its own, the difference between speaking your truth and dumping your trauma on people. But either way, like, as a lesson, it could open up into a relationship. It could open up into an experience of any kind. And just like any material experience that opens and closes, the experience that's opened up for this particular lesson may close without the lesson being completely learned, in which case another lesson will open back up. And that's the beauty of this cyclical nature, which I don't quite want to get to just yet because I want to stay with completion. But I want you guys to understand that everything comes to a completion. Everything ends, even lessons that are unlearned, even lessons that haven't fully been learned or grasped, even businesses that you think are the job of your life. Like, I want to do this for my entire life. That may come to an end. Even relationships. You know, you may say, I want to be with this person the rest of my life. You know, that relationship may come to an end, either by choice or not, right? It could be that one or both parties decide they want to separate and go their own ways, or it could be more of a death scenario, that one person dies and the other person is kind of on their own. So it could be a lot of different reasons that these material events come to closes, but understand that they're all meant to. They're all meant to, through this analogy of the lava lamp. That it's happening, it's functioning in what appears to be a random way, right? Just like the kaleidoscope appears to be random, even though there's that order and chaos. It appears to be this random way, but every bubble, every event is carefully choreographed. It's carefully constructed. It's well thought out. It's divine timing, perfect execution. So even in completion, it's perfect execution. So to let go of attachments, to let go of this idea of this is permanent, this is forever. Nothing is permanent. In fact, this is kind of like a Buddhist teaching a little bit, right? Brothers, you guys know the impermanence of life, as Buddha taught, the letting go of attachment. The Buddha would say that the cause of suffering is our clinging minds. It's our minds that won't detach and allow things to complete, allow nature to run its course. Everything runs to completion. That's even a year. As the earth goes around the sun, it goes around the sun in a continual orbit, right? There's no beginning and no end. It doesn't stop or start at any point in time. And yet there is a clear change of season. There is a clear beginning and ending. There is a start and there is a stop. There is a completion to every cycle in the year. And this is, again, true as we look at the love life. This is true of every event in our life, whether it's a relationship, whether it's a job, whether it's life itself, whether it's a vacation. How we measure these are, of course, arbitrary. On the energetic side, on the spiritual side, when we're looking at the lessons, it could be speaking your truth. It could be learning the lesson of boundary. It could be learning the lesson of forgiveness, you know, letting go, the detachment of the past. Lots of different things could be in there, but whatever it is, every event, material or energetic, as it heats and rises, it will eventually cool and return. So do not, here's the alpha lesson here, do not mourn the completion. Because remember, as we look at the lava lamp, what do we see? We see the completion of the event, right? We see the completion of the bubble. We see the bubble. We see the substance return to the bottom, right? The source. But then what happens? Another bubble arises. And this brings us into our third part of the analogy, which is the cyclical nature of experience. Every time a bubble completes, every time a bubble drops, there will be another one that rises out. This is one of Newton's greatest laws, the law of the conservation of energy. That energy can neither be created nor destroyed. It just changes from one medium to another. And this is why it's so important. And even at the quantum level, we can look at this. We can talk about this at a quantum level, like not in the exact same ways, but there's still a conservation of energy because of unity, because of oneness, right? Because of the grand unified field, there's still going to be a conservation, whether or not it's in a measured way. Because again, at the quantum level, we're really talking more about observation than measurement. Whatever we observe is measured or whatever we measure is what's observed. But when we look at it, we say, okay, so if we look at energy that's always there, it's always happening. It's always, again, cyclical. It's always coming in, coming out. Then we can introduce this idea of karma. Now, in the third dimension, brothers, and I've talked about karma with you guys a little bit, karma just means action. In the third dimension, we are always under a constant pressure. I don't want to say pressure because pressure almost sounds like something uncomfortable, but we're under the constant movement, I guess, of karma. We have to be working with karma. How we work with karma is dependent on whether we are consciously or unconsciously acting. If we're consciously acting, then we're acting towards a desire, right? We say, this is what I want, so this is how to get it, right? You guys know the universal truth. It's the intentional model of alignment. I know the results I want. These are the actions I got to take to get it. You know, you do the thoughts and the feelings to take those actions, but the karma's in the A line because the karma's the action. Now, when we consciously act and we aim towards desire, then a couple things happen, right? Like if we achieve the result of our desire, then the karma's closed, right? The moment we have desire, we bring karma into our spiritual experience, into our spiritual beingness, right? Because that desire now has to be fulfilled. And how do we fulfill the desire? How do we get to the result? Through action. So we add karma, we add action to our soul, spirits, whatever you want to call it, right? To our spiritual nature. If that result is achieved, if it's accomplished, then the karma is complete. It's done, right? We set the desire, we achieve the desire. If it's not achieved, then this is where the reincarnation idea comes in, right? We have this desire, we died before being able to achieve it, so we were left with an unfulfilled desire. We need more action to fulfill that desire. We reincarnate to allow ourselves to have more action. So the idea is that you, if you are acting consciously, if you're acting towards a desired outcome, then you're adding karma. And that's what the mystical teachers, that's what the spiritual texts say. If your actions are based on outcome, you are adding karma. So this is the conscious action, right? Acting consciously for a future outcome. Now, if you're acting unconsciously, which is what most of us do, right? Most of us are acting unconsciously. Most of us are not working with the model of alignment. We're not working with the universal truth. We're just out there fulfilling the program of our conditioning. Then we're unraveling karma because our unconsciousness is moving, taking us through the actions that we need to go through to get rid of our previous desires. So it's kind of like we're building and then we're releasing. We're building and then they're releasing. This is the whole idea of buffering, right, guys? When we talked about buffering originally as the initial action is a way to avoid emotion, right? We feel shame. We feel guilt. We don't want to feel shame and guilt. So we want to get that dopamine hit to avoid these feelings. And so we go to the refrigerator and we grab some sugar. We grab some food and we're not hungry, or we grab a bottle of beer, or we grab a telephone and we start looking at video games or social medias, right? So we get that dopamine hit. How many people like us? How many people like us? You know, where's the Tinders? Where's the likes? Where's the matches? Blah, blah, blah. You know, all that stuff. And that's our dopamine hit. But after a while, we actually start to desire the dopamine itself. We're no longer avoiding the other emotion, right? We're no longer avoiding whatever that emotion was that we were originally avoiding. Now we actually have built up this desire for dopamine itself. So now we do the action to get the dopamine, right? And that itself is a karmic cycle because the desire itself is for the dopamine. So we have a desire that adds the karma. Then we go and we reward the action. We get the, and we close the karmic cycle, but we're not able to unravel previous karmas, right? We're not able to unravel the karma of our childhood, our previous, you know, the previous years of our lives or previous lives, if you believe in reincarnation, because we're so busy in the karmic cycle of desire, which is the buffering. And that's where a lot of people are, right? A lot of people are in that cyclical nature of desire, reward, desire, reward, desire, reward. It's the Pavlov's dog that's constantly being run over and over and over again. And the world, of course, is building more and more abilities for us to receive that dopamine. Even as I speak, you know, the ways we can distract ourselves from feeling and sort of self-drug ourselves with dopamine through these technological, I would say, achievements or these technological advancements is amazing. Like 2024, who knows? I never would have thought, you know, 30, 40 years ago, I never would have thought, and 40 years ago, I was five, but 30 years ago, when I was a kid, I never would have thought that I'd see what we're seeing today. But the point is here, brothers, with the cyclical nature of this is that when we look at this, and as you see the lava lamp of life, as you see it bubble up, it's going to bubble up and it's going to close up. It's going to bubble up and it's going to close up. It's going to bubble up and it's going to close up. And it's going to constantly run like that. And that's karma, right? The bubbling up, the closing up, the bubbling up, the closing up. When we're doing it consciously, and I may do an entire episode on this because I know I spent some time on this. When we're doing it consciously, we're adding and closing karma. When we're doing it unconsciously, we could be in a karmic cycle, or we could be running off old karmic patterns. Now, we can also be running off old karmic patterns consciously, and that's a lot of the work that we do in letting go of the conditioning. But in the lava lamp, the point is that it's always going to come back. Whatever it is, if you're in a spiritual lesson, if you're in a spiritual lesson of speaking your truth, and that bubbles up, that something opens up for you, it bubbles up and it rises up, and you're working on, you speak your truth sometimes, but not all the times, and you mess up, and maybe you people please a little bit, and you hold back sometimes, you don't really tell people exactly what you're thinking or feeling because you're worried about the way they're going to react or feel, and so you hesitate, but then in another setting, you speak it, so you're kind of practicing, and it closes up. Don't worry, right? There's going to be another event that opens up. It's cyclical until you learn this lesson. Same thing with boundaries, right? You made on one event, it bubbles up into a relationship. And in this relationship, you learn setting boundaries, but you don't learn to enforce them. Maybe because it's too hard for you to enforce them. So that event closes up, right? That relationship comes to a completion, but then another one comes up. And that's the other thing, brothers. It's the same with the material side as well. I know a lot of people, a lot of our brothers, and I'm sure our sisters too, but a lot of our brothers out there get so broken up about relationships coming to completion, right? Short-term or long-term. Jobs that come to completion. This was a big one with COVID, right? So many identities are tied to jobs. So many identities are tied to relationships. You know, my girlfriend left me. My wife wants a divorce, or I lost my job. I got fired. I got laid off. All these things. Everything is cyclical. Brothers, here's the thing. When one closes, another will open. And you know, people say when one door closes, another door will open. The lava lamp analogy is saying the same thing. What I'm saying to you guys is the same thing. When one bubble comes to the bottom, when it returns to source, another one's going to come up. Another one will open up. And it will always be a experience that you need. It will always be that next experience. Because remember, this is not happening randomly. It's happening through divine timing. Every one of these events is an event that began and completed perfectly. It's all happening perfectly. So let's wrap this up. Here's the lava lamp, a lava lamp of life. Now, brothers, if you've never seen a lava lamp before, I know none of this is going to make sense to you, but the lava lamp of life is here to teach you guys three things. Like when you look at a lava lamp, when you think about your life and you look at a lava lamp, that's what's happening in your life. As this lava lamp is plugged in and turned on, that's your life. Your life is the backdrop, right? Your life is the clear substance that the wax is in, that the bubbles are in. And as you live, as time moves, right? As time progresses or whatever it happens in time as we experience it, your life is creating. Your life is experiencing relationships. There's a bubble, a relationship. Maybe that's your friend. Right, and then it stays up there, and then it returns because your friend moves away, and you guys talk once every decade or on birthdays or something like that. Or maybe it's a girlfriend, maybe it's a wife, maybe it's something else. It bubbles up and it holds, right? But then it doesn't. Then it comes back, and you and your girlfriend come to completion because that relationship contained within it an energetic lesson, and the only reason that you were in that relationship was for the energetic lesson, and either you learn that lesson. Or you didn't learn that lesson and you need somebody else. You need another relationship to take over so that you can learn that lesson. So it comes to completion. It closes down. But what happens when the bubble closes down? Another one comes right back up. Right? That's the cyclical nature. So let me run through this. Number one, it's neutral. It's just two substances, the foreground and the background, the energy and the light. That's what I begin with, brothers. I mean, from a quantum level, this is a fact. From a spiritual level, it's a liberating concept. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. We are light beings. The light is just refracting off of our vibration, off the cells that we call a body. It's a bounce. The hardness that we experience is an illusion of vibration because it's vibrating so fast it appears hard, right? So it's neutral. It's all neutral. It's just a foreground and a background. It's time as the background, and it's all the events, it's all the things, the relationships, the jobs, the vacations, the experiences, the lessons, you know, the boundaries, all of it, it's happening. Those are the bubbles, right? They're all neutral. It's just wax coming up and coming down, coming up and coming down. Number two, everything is completing. Do not mourn the completion. Grief is a part of life. Grief is okay. Grief is a vibration. It's an energy we feel. But recognize that the completion is actually a beginning. It's a beginning of the next bubble. You couldn't have the beginning of the next bubble if that bubble didn't fall from the top. If it didn't cool down and return to the source, you wouldn't get another one because you need that down there. You need that energy. You know, you need the wax to return to the source so that it can reheat and bubble back up again. The wax can't stay at the top. You know, we get energy is, as again, as Newton says, it needs to heat and cool, but there's only so much. There's a finite amount that it's not added or destroyed. It just changes, and it changes from hot to cold. It changes from a potential experience, which is the bottom, into a kinetic experience, which is the bubble. But they all come, everything will come to a completion. Everything will go back and forth between potential and kinetic. And so don't mourn the completion. Celebrate. Congratulate. Rejoice. And pay gratitude. Pay gratitude for the experience. The new one that's coming and the last one that is completed. And finally, number three, the cyclical nature. When we look at the lava lamp, we see the cycle. We see that it doesn't end. It just keeps going and 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 going. That wax will always rise and fall. It will never stop at the top. It will never stop at the bottom. It will always keep going. It will always keep happening. And that means that you will never fail. You never fail until you quit. You keep learning the lesson. The lesson, if you don't learn the lesson here, you'll learn it there. If this isn't the relationship, then it will be the next one. If this isn't the career, then it will be the next one. Because it's cyclical, because it's always coming back. It's always going to give you another opportunity. It's always going to give you another chance. It's always going to continue to re-greet you, but it's going to re-greet you at the next vibration that you're at. So if you are learning the lessons, if you are growing and remembering who you are, then the next relationship will help challenge you into the next level. If you're not growing and remembering who you are, then the next relationship will be exactly the same way as the last relationship. And that's true of the lessons as well. If you are learning the lessons, then you learn the lesson and you grow. And then the next lesson is something new. It's something different. It's a new challenge. If you aren't learning the lessons, then there will just be another event that opens up for you to learn that lesson. So recognize that life is always going to be a challenge. Life is always going to be, in some ways, there's always going to be some kind of friction. Because it requires friction. You require friction to grow. Every one of these events is going to create friction, either because you're growing, because you're moved on to the next level, which is going to require you to level up, to upgrade, or it's going to keep throwing the same lesson at you because you haven't learned it yet, which is still going to be some friction for you, right? Because you're either in second grade, moving on to third grade, so learning new things, right? So now you're challenged because you're in third grade, or you're in second grade and you didn't pass second grade, so you got to go through second grade again, but second grade is going to be challenging because you didn't pass it the first time. You understand, brother? So that's the cyclical nature. Don't worry about it. It's going to keep coming back. You know, don't beat yourself up. Beating yourself up is going to keep you in second grade forever. You know, don't beat yourself up. Just learn the content. Learn the content, move on. Learn the content, move on. But that's the energetic side of things. That's why I built the academy, right? That's why we have the academy. There's no real, I don't know of any other place really that helps you to see the invisible side of your life, that helps you to awaken to the predicament of living in a limited reality that is constructed purely of material things and stuff. You know, for you to begin to watch the lessons, for you to begin to see your energetic body, for you to begin to understand your spiritual beingness, your spiritual nature, that's why I built the academy. And you can start to connect to that. But if you're not ready for the academy, that's okay. At least watch the relationships. You know, watch the material stuff. Watch the relationships as they come in and out. Watch the businesses, the jobs they come in out. Watch the experiences they come in out. And it's all arbitrary. You know, every one of these bubbles, you know, this is an analogy. The analogy of the lava lamp of life is to help you with the neutrality, help you understand the neutrality, the completion of cycles and the cyclical nature of life. You know, that's what it's for. It's not here to say like this event began on this date and this and ended on this date. That's arbitrary. It doesn't really matter. You know, just watch it. Watch them happen. Watch them happen and recognize the neutrality. Recognize the ending, because it will end. It all ends. Nothing is permanent. Recognize the impermanence. Don't attach. And then know that It's happening for you in a cyclical nature. There's something happening. What is this phenomena occurring for you? How, for what reason is this phenomena occurring for you? It might be in a person. It might be in a job. It might be in a location, a place. It might be in a routine, a habit, a hobby, a skill, a system. Just look, just observe, watch it. And until next week, brothers, elevate your alpha.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Alpha Male Coach Podcast. If you enjoy what you've heard and want even more, sign up for Unleash Your Alpha, your guide to shifting to the alpha mindset at thealphamalecoach.com/unleash.